Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
And a minimal salary cap hit. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Odyssey celebrates National Hispanic Heritage Month, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
I guess we're on Trace, right? Hour number three. Matt didn't know what I was doing there. Little vertigo, you two. For our radio audience only, apparently. I thought we had fixed things on the podcast thing, but I guess not.
Real quick from Jesus of the Commanders beat, John Kahn.
Wait a second. I am not going to allow you to just take gratuitous cheap shots.
That's not a cheap shot. That was a compliment.
Okay, I'm sorry.
He is the most seasoned member of the beat.
The way you said it, it didn't sound like a compliment.
Come on.
My bad.
No,
my bad.
I'm saying he's the most seasoned guy, normally the most plugged in. So I called him Jesus. Kime quote tweeted and said, "Not sure if he'll go on IR, might not have to." So that sounds like it came directly from Charles Mule.
They probably think, see, that you should.
I'm not taking a cheap shot. That's being real.
I take my cheap shots, but I take veiled cheap shots. I don't mention names.
But that was being real, though. Charlie or Sean, someone said, how you find things out, man.
So here's the deal. I think it sounds like they didn't think it was going to need surgery. Then they thought better of it. Maybe something aggravated, or maybe it was more swollen today, or some other, somebody looked at it, a different opinion, whatever. But kind of like how, you know how when Jordan Love got hurt at the end of the game last Friday night,
yes,
there were all the Twitter online doctors that I follow that were like,
it's ACL.
ACL, that, and the other. And it turned out to be like the lowest grade MCL, so low that, and I don't know if the Packers are right here, they're not even putting him on the IR. Never mind, are they not signing somebody to come in and compete with the horrible Malik Willis?
Hey.
Horrible.
Hey.
But they're not even putting Jordan Love on the IR. Yeah. So maybe you get a situation here where he can be back in 2 to 3 weeks. I don't know if that's going to be the case. We'll see. We'll eventually find out. What I'm more interested in, just in expanding this conversation.
Yeah.
Remember the other, I think it was last week. Yeah, I think it was last week. We kind of wondered, when everybody was on this, outside corner thing where the outside corners are not very good. And we all understood that. And we all understood that they were going to have to play a lot better for us to just, kind of like prove that they were okay. They didn't sign anybody outside of Noah Igbinoghene and Michael Davis over the offseason. And Igbinoghene graded out well. Last week, Davis, whatever. But they didn't sign another outside free agent even after getting a look at this team. And we said, this is really weird. So now that Emmanuel Forbes, A, struggled, and B, is out for presumably at least a week or two,
yeah,
does this mean they have no choice but to go into the cornerback market. And specifically, not that he's the only guy, but specifically, do they go after an Xavier Howard? I still don't think they do that.
Come on, Chris, you know better. There's no way in hell they're doing that. What they're going to do, mm-hmm. and I'm pulling it up right now to get the specific name
mm-hmm.
of who it's going to be, they're going to the practice squad. They're probably going to be Chiganuzio getting called up this week. I think they're going to go right to the practice squad.
Yeah, if you sign somebody tomorrow, he's not playing on Sunday.
Now, they did end up bringing in the guy. No, it was Bobby Price, mm-hmm. Norfolk State.
Yes, 6'3", big.
They have
big
him at
dude.
6'4", but yeah.
6'4", yeah.
Big,
yeah.
But like you said, bigger corner. I think he's someone that they probably mm-hmm. bring up as well.
Mm-hmm.
If they were going to bring in a veteran guy, I think they would have did it. You don't bring in a veteran guy at this point and have realistic expectations for him to be able to learn the offense, or excuse me, learn the defense that quickly. I just don't think. I think that's a big ask.
I would agree, but if this year is not about survive or die,
so
recalibration.
If it, yes.
Well, maybe what you do is you don't sign a guy to a 1-year deal. Maybe you sign the guy to a 2-year deal. You know, like if Xavier Howard, who's going to cost a lot more money than some Hammond, Egger, nickel and dimer, right, that you could probably grab off the streets because they're desperate to just get a paycheck.
Yeah.
What, now that you're past week one, first of all, vested veterans are not guaranteed. They're not fully guaranteed. So I always thought that they were going to wait more towards after week one. Okay, so now that we're past that, now anybody that you sign, they don't have a fully guaranteed contract for this year. But if you go out and sign, again, just to use as an example an Xavier Howard, maybe what the thought process is, we sign him for 2 or maybe even 2 years and a team-friendly third option year where you say, okay, big guy, we're not just bringing you in for this year because this year is, in our mind, a reloading, recalibration year or whatever.
Yeah.
We're not winning this year. But what we're willing to do that so far no other team has been willing to do is give you a little bit more long-term security. We want you to be here next year when we're pretty good. We want you to be here in year 3 when we think we're going to kick ass. What's wrong with that mentality?
I just think it contradicts everything that you're saying about rebuilding. If you're really rebuilding and you're really, you know, going the youth route, you sign one of the guys off your practice squad that already has a familiarity with your system.
Understood.
And it gives you some continuity.
Remember, I'll just point this out. Davis and Igbinoghene on 1-year deals, and Benjamin St. Just is a free agent. So this team is going to have a massive rebuild at the cornerback
position.
Guess
what, Chris? They need it.
I know.
Yeah.
But I'm just saying, they don't have a long-term answer at corner in any way, shape, or form outside of Mikey Samristil. And Mikey Samristil gave up 2 touchdowns the other day. You know? All right, let's get to Sean in Connecticut, who we've left on hold for far too long. Sean, sorry about that. How are you, pal?
Sean.
All good. I've been driving, so it's not too bad.
You drive a lot, don't you? Where are you going all these times?
Well, sometimes I'm doing Uber Eats to make a little extra money to fuel my betting addiction. Mm. You got to drive a lot to get anywhere in this, how do I put it nicely, very congested state. And I will not repeat what I was saying on the highway this morning. It's just the highway decisions when to do road work are very interesting to me. I'll put it that way. Mm. Yeah, I think you guys both make some great points, but there was something, it's been a little bit, so I may be remembering it wrong, but it was someone said something that kind of pissed me off, and it was directed towards Linnell. It was like, oh, well, you missed a couple bad seasons in, like, whenever, so you haven't suffered, like, basically saying that we missed out on bad seasons, so you're lucky. I'm like, and another thing, I'm kind of all over the place right now, but it's just, I think it's okay to realize that this team is bad, and it's okay to realize that this team is going to take years to be good and take years to rebuild, but I'm also not going to sit here and be happy about it. My entire life, this team has been a joke. Like, I am it's nothing Thanks. Against Adam Peters or Dan Quinn, but it's just, like, the way it is, and it's just – that's why we don't have a lot of patience and we're not so excited for another rebuild. We've been rebuilding our entire lives.
Thank you.
Like,
so.
I want a team that I can be proud of and not get clowned on and be like, oh, you're still a Redskins fan? Why are you a Washington fan? Why don't you just switch teams? Like, I want a team who I can literally talk trash about and then not show up on Monday or whenever I see my boys next time and then just start laughing at me. Like, I don't watch football to talk trash to my friends about it. I watch football because I love the sport, I play the sport, and I love this team. And Linnell, you said something like, you guys are lucky I'm crazy for them. Like, they're lucky I'm crazy for them, too.
Yeah.
Who else puts up with this constant BS?
Nope.
And to finish up, the day that Benjamin St. Juice and Emmanuel Forbes are off this team, I am going to throw a party and get, I don't drink a lot, I'm going to get absolutely wasted. Because these two guys are absolutely buns. I have never seen a player commit two penalties on one play. If you're talking about, Emmanuel Forbes, his thumb is hurt. You take away, he can't tackle with one arm. Give him eight arms, and guess what will happen? Still miss tackles, and instead of one or two penalties on each play, he'll commit eight penalties on one play. He's horrible.
It'll be Emmanuel the Octopus.
Yes. I heard a story about Matty Ice. It was a couple weeks ago, how he competed against Michael Phelps in a swim race. That's all I need to hear. I'm taking Matty Ice in the secondary over Emmanuel Forbes.
Matt!
I just cannot stand this bum! He's a bum!
It would be very...
And sick of it.
It would continue our pace.
Gets fired up and doesn't curse.
It would keep things on brand for the influx of white defensive backs into the National Football League. It has become a trend.
It has?
It has. Riley Moss, starting outside corner for the Denver Broncos.
Wait, one guy?
Cooper DeJean.
All right.
Corner for the Philadelphia Eagles.
Drafted.
Reed Blankenship.
Yeah. Cooper DeJean's sort of a safety, too. Safeties are
I said defensive.
A defensive back, yeah. Okay.
And your head's not even down, and you're not listening.
No. Okay, I'm sorry. I was thinking we were talking about corners.
You need to go on an ayahuasca retreat with Aaron Rodgers. That's what you need to do.
We're talking about corners. Here, let me give you a list. You say yes or no whether you want them to go after these guys. Xavien Howard,
no.
You said no.
No.
J.C. Jackson, no. I'll answer that. No, even though he's only not even 29. Patrick Peterson?
No.
Steven Nelson?
No.
Jalen Mills?
No.
Keon Crossan?
No.
Kawan Williams?
No.
Eli Apple?
No.
Justin Bethel?
No.
Rashad Fenton?
No.
Logan Ryan?
No.
Chandon Sullivan?
No.
Akello Witherspoon?
Hell no.
Duke Shelley?
No.
Javelin Guidry Jr.?
No.
Grayland Arnold?
No.
Do you want me to keep going?
No.
So basically what you're saying is you and many others, mm-hmm. and me, I've been concerned about it. I wouldn't say I was alarmed to the level that you guys were. But you all wanted them to, blow up the secondary, worried sick to death about the outside corners, your worst fears imagined on Sunday in Tampa against an underrated passing offense, so on and so forth. And now even with Forbes injured,
mm-hmm.
you don't want any of those 20 guys that I just mentioned.
No.
So what do you want to do? You just want to...
On a roll with the young guys.
You know what? You know what would be great? If they didn't cut Tariq Castro Fields.
Yeah, no.
That would have been great.
Stupid decision.
Who played terrifically in the preseason.
I don't know why they ended up making that choice. You know what annoys me, though? How the Philadelphia Eagles... maybe we should just try their bit. Just go undrafted Alabama defensive backs. Eli Ricks, Josh Job. Alabama's DBU, man. They put out some damn good defensive backs from there.
Adam Peters is Adam Peters, he should be able to find somebody, right?
So I was being funny saying no to all of those guys. Mm-hmm. I want a young developmental guy.
Mm-hmm.
We have the
You know what happens, though, with young developmental guys?
They get
though.
Cooked.
Yeah.
Okay.
I mean, now old guys get cooked,
but
too.
But you don't, exactly. And that's right. My thing. I would rather, if we're going to bleed, I'd rather bleed out with a young guy.
I think you're right. I think for game day on Sunday, and maybe even before, you're probably going to see Chigozie Anuzium, right?
Chiganuzium.
Whatever. I mean, you're probably going to see him. He's. Or Bobby Price, but I would assume Anuzium's been with them longer, so he probably is more ready.
Is Bobby Price the Cowboys draft pick that they brought in?
I don't think he was a Cowboys draft pick, was he? He was with the Lions at one point.
I'm going to Bobby Price. It was the Lions, what you're saying? Okay.
Yeah, but I think Anuzium, because he's been with them longer, probably gets either the game day elevation or the tomorrow or Saturday elevation.
Well,
right?
I got some other...
I mean, you don't have any other in-house choices. If you don't want, unless...
They'll trade for Tariq Castrofield.
Well, I mean, and he was on Carolina's 53, so it's not like you can just grab him off
their
practice squad, right?
That's why they're... I don't know what the hell they were
Now, remember this. What about this as an idea? Now no Forbes. Do you...
Oh, wait.
We mentioned San Rostel maybe going from slot to outside, and maybe that's not a good thing right now because he struggled on Sunday as it is. What about Quan Martin going back to corner? Now, he played more in the slot than certainly outside, and Emmanuel Forbes, as we know, is an outside corner. So can you do that? I don't know if you can do that.
I'm not doing that.
Not doing that.
No.
Okay. You
leave him at safety.
Yeah. But you want Derek Forrest in there.
I do.
That would be one way to get Derek Forrest in there.
I'll tell you who's about to be in my doghouse, my Chateau Bow Wow, whatever you like to call it. Jeremy Chin.
Oh, another?
Jeremy Chin is another free agent signing.
And another thing you're stealing from me, huh?
Ugh, oh,
wait a second. Before we get to Jeremy Chin, didn't you tell me that somebody said something interesting about Derek Forrest?
I did. And he's one of my followers.
Oh.
I follow him, and he likes some of my tweets.
I will follow him.
Can I read you all a tweet from 11:47 a.m. today?
Yeah, from who?
I'm gonna tell you what the tweet says first.
Okay.
Then I'll tell you who.
All
right. Wow. 5 exclamation points. We gonna see how the coach's favorites are this week. Emoji. Mr. Derek Forrest Sr. at DNice _2x.
DNice _2x.
Mm-hmm.
Meaning underscore twice. Or no.
You are an idiot.
Well, I'm just asking.
You are an idiot. Matt, I'm about to send us to break. You need to. I know exactly what you need.
You're saying underscore 2x, so I'm asking.
But my question is it 2x or 2x?
I'm 2x. That's my 2x. Because, well, I never mind. DNice _ 2x.
The word spelled out 2x? Okay. So _ 2x. That's what I was asking for clarification. Oh, here he is.
You have the IQ of a chicken wing.
Here he is. Oh, here he is. Wow.
Does he have you blocked?
We gonna see.
Does he have you blocked?
No.
Oh, okay.
I just didn't know he existed.
Hold on.
We gonna see how good the coach's favorites are this week.
Can I give you a tweet from Tuesday?
Yes, please.
There's pups and there's dogs. Know the difference. No one plays like my boy. Period. ... Savage beast. Derek Forrest, get your daddy off of Twitter. Actually, have him call in.
Well, he's following.
But the thing is,
he follows you.
But
sir,
the thing
he
is,
though,
the thing is, I actually happen to agree with Derek Forrest should be playing.
Yeah, I didn't think Derek Forrest.
To have him inactive.
Being scratched was a surprise at all.
I we're gonna see how long.
I mean,
you know,
again, I didn't think Derek Forrest was going to make the roster.
Ass-kissing.
Like, you're mad at Jeremy Chin for having
Jeremy
one
Chin
bad game.
Jeremy Chin is starting because Jason Simmons was his defensive backs coach during his rookie year.
You're the one that had all the faith, all the belief in all of these guys.
And Jeremy Chin?
No, but you love Jason Simmons. You're like, oh, now they got a real coach. Everything will be great.
I like him because of his track record with developing young defensive backs, a la Jeremy Chin. But Jeremy Chin was not impactful during the summer. Jeremy Chin was bad in the season opener.
Okay.
Derek Forrest should be playing.
All right, let's take a timeout. Derek Forrest's dad, I assume this is legitimate, says, wow, we gonna how good the coach's favorites are this week? Are we gonna see how good the coach's favorites are this week? Interesting. I love a little controversy. I love a little salt and pepper thrown onto the mix on the Team 980 and the Odyssey app. All right, coming up, clean up on aisle three. We got to get a Thursday night football preview.
And the committee burned the midnight oil last night.
What committee?
Staying up till the crack of this morning.
The butt crack of dawn?
Putting together the most highly anticipated power ranking segment.
Do you notice the name of the song?
Steal My Sunshine? What am I missing?
You're missing a lot. I told you in the last segment.
He's talking about his never been heard before unique segment.
Nell's Super Six Pack.
Oh,
my top six teams in the National Football League.
That he stole it from me.
That I stole from you.
Yeah, because I've been doing a six pack for 20 years.
You're a liar.
Matt, how long have you been working with me?
He's been doing a six pack since I've been working with him.
Did Pete and I not do a Saturday six pack?
Yep.
We didn't do a Nell's Super Six Pack.
You don't have a committee of football analysts with you. You don't burn the midnight oil. I stayed up till the crack of dawn this morning, putting together, crunching the numbers. Me and the analytics amigos.
When do you want to do this?
I mean, the people are. Do you not hear that? We want the six pack. We want the six pack.
What people?
We want. Is my mic off again?
I hear crickets. Crickets.
Is my mic off?
Crickets. By the way,
my mic off?
Your microphone is on. I got so.
Yes, it's on or yes, it's off?
No, it's on.
Yeah, I was just joking. I couldn't hear you. Totally believed me.
There were people that this heard that bad. Segment, and they thought it was the funniest thing that they had ever heard.
What?
When you started bitching and moaning about Matt, and then he turned down your mic, and then he shut off your microphone.
The committee, the treasurer of the committee just sent me a text and asked, did we make the show lineup?
Why don't we do that at 3:32? How about that? 3:33? Is this fun? Before cleanup on aisle three? I'll move that aside.
No.
I'll move that great staple.
No.
I want you to have your time.
I'm just going
to
text the treasurer and say that the show host thinks we're irrelevant.
I want you to have your time.
The show host sees nothing good in the six-pack.
Trust me, I'd rather hear your super six-pack and how creative and original it is, which I can't even say with a straight face.
You're acting like a real ass clown today, aren't you? Aren't you, Jimbo?
I would rather.
A real ass you are. A real ass you are. Okay, get your little laughs out.
I would rather have that than anything else that I had on the docket. All of our football coverage today is presented by T-Mobile. Switch to T-Mobile, and you can get tons of benefits and still save on every plan versus AT&T and Verizon. Use their savings calculator to find out how at T-Mobile.com/switch. See, here's the kind of guy I am, Matt.
Type of guy
just to
you?
Give Linnell a little bit more time to work his magic to do the most unique segment in sports talk radio history, I'm going to break now and do the trending alert now so that we can come back as early as possible. How about that? How do you like them apples? You good? All right, so as we told you last hour, Emmanuel Forbes going to have surgery on his thumb. He's got a UCL injury, and he will be out for at least this Sunday, although the team right now is not saying if he will definitively go on IR. And, of course, if that doesn't happen, there will be no corresponding roster move. We will see what comes out. But clearly he is going to miss this Sunday's game against the New York Giants at Northwest Stadium. Our pregame coverage begins right here on the Team 980 with Earl Forsey. And at 11 o'clock, it's Denton Day and Linnell Willingham. All the way through the game, there'll be some commercial-free thing and Doc and Linnell postgame on your drive home from Landover. Win or lose. Win or lose on Sunday right here on the Team 980. Meanwhile, from college football overnight, in case you missed him, coming up in the 2026-2027 season, somehow the Pac-12 is still a thing. Boise State, Colorado State, San Diego State, and Fresno State all going to join the Pac-12 again in the 2026-27 academic year. Nationals back home tonight. We just saw Jack Hicks a little while ago, the Jack of all things. They're taking on the Miami Marlins at Nationals Park. 6:45 the coverage on 106.7 The Fam and the Odyssey app. And that's what's trending. There are some segments you do on sports talk radio that are very forgettable. One that isn't is the greatest creation of all kind. All time.
Matt, cut his mic.
On its way to the Radio Hall of Fame.
Matt, cut his mic. If you're going to introduce this, there's one way to introduce it. Oh. It is the most highly anticipated power ranking segment in all of sports talk radio. Ladies and gentlemen.
It is forgettable, unlike it is unforgettable.
It is time, to the chagrin of Chris Russell, to find out who the top six teams in the NFL with no Super Six Pack.
Nell's Super Six Pack.
Three, two, one. New staple this year for Nell's Super Six Pack. We have an honorable mention category. Not fly enough to get in the club.
You mean we're making it worse?
Not fly Longer? Enough to get into the club. The Buffalo Bills who play tonight. The Miami Dolphins who play tonight. And those frisky Green Bay Packers who await the return of Jordan Love. Coming in number six, an L Super Six Pack, my top six teams in the NFL, C.J. Stroud in the Houston Texans, a gutsy, gutsy week one victory over their division rival Indianapolis Colts on the road, I might add. Joe Mixon, the prince of physicality being brought to that offense, 30 carries, a 160 on the ground, one perfect for Houston. But it was worth it. They come in at number six. Number five, the Baltimore Ravens. I was impressed with how Baltimore looked on Thursday night in the opener. Running game was pretty good. Defensively, I thought there was some really good things. Chris Jones ruined the game for Baltimore. I do have concerns about their offensive line moving forward, but I thought overall Baltimore looks a lot like a team that's going to be reckoned with after I kind of wrote them off because of all of their losses this offseason. I will admit, me and the committee got that one wrong. Number four in Nell's Super Six Pack, and this hurts my heart.
Ain't the first time.
Number four, and I hate doing this because I hate this team with a burning passion. Number four is Brock Purdy, Jordan Mason in the San Francisco 49ers. For them to dog walk the New York Jets the way that they did, for them to beat up on their ferocious defense the way that they did, eight straight scoring possessions for the Christian McCaffrey-less San Francisco 49ers. Got to be embarrassed if you're the Jets. You all remember the Jets were number two, but number three in my preseason six pack. They're not even fly enough to get in the club. So the Niners coming
in
four.
They're in the 12 pack.
Niners coming at number four. Number three, a team that I go back and forth with. Not a rival of the Washington Commanders, the Philadelphia Eagles. They were pretty damn good in week one Friday night in Brazil. We have no data, though, as to how teams play after they play a game in Brazil. So we'll see. Eagles got a couple of extra days of rest.
You know why we have no data?
Because it's never happened.
Oh.
I know.
Wow.
I know.
See, these are the brilliant observations that are accentuating Nell's Super Six Sunday pack.
Eagles come in at number three. If my math is correct, they will have had 10 days off. Because they play on Monday night against Atlanta. I believe that's 10 days off, 9 days off.
Yeah, it's
give or take
10.
It's technically 10. So the Eagles coming to number 3. Number 2, the best team in the NFC after the opening weekend of football. Dan Campbell and the Detroit Lions. Super impressive what they were able to do.
Really?
I thought they showed some physicality offensively, being able to run the football the way that they were. Mm-hmm. Really, really good win. Jared Goff wasn't perfect, but he did enough.
I thought they were unimpressive in that win.
I didn't, because I think really highly of the Rams.
Jameson Williams was really good. The Rams were playing with half their team.
I think highly of the Rams.
I do, too.
I like Detroit. I like their offensive line. They're a big, bad physical group. They come in at number 2. Number 1, we don't need much explanations. The Chiefs. They're still the best. Snell's Super Six-Pack.
So you put the 49ers.
4th.
Way behind.
Behind the Detroit Eagles. Lions. Behind the
Significantly
Eagles.
Significantly behind the Detroit.
Behind the Eagles and the Lions, yes.
So the committee stayed up until what? 2 in the morning?
Yes, I did say that, Matt.
Can I do a little behind the scenes?
Matt's part of the committee. Matt knows.
So we have the running pitch straight up pick-ems.
Right.
I was 4-10 last week, if you all didn't know.
Oh, we know.
We've mentioned it a couple times. The number 4 team in Nell's Super Six Pack, he has losing.
Mm. Bum bum
this week?
Bum.
Yes. To Minnesota.
They're going to get Flores'd.
So, when next week we have another 4-10, this is the moment.
So,
now Super Six Pack. 6 Texans, 5 Ravens, 4 Niners, 3 Eagles, 2 Lions, 1 Chiefs.
So you were...
Don't blame me, blame the committee.
Who exactly makes up this committee?
See, if I gave out the...
Your
the,
social media superstar
if
colleague.
If I gave out the members of the committee, it would make the committee less...
Is Scrap on
it would make the committee less prestigious.
Is Scrap on the committee?
If you've got crap, call Scrap. Best junk removal service in the DMV.
Our guy.
But, no, Scrap's not a part of it.
He's not a part of the committee?
Me and the committee, week in, week out, after Monday night is over, we stay up all night.
Right.
Go back and watch all of the tape from the week prior.
Right. Watch every game 5 times over, right?
No, we only watch the Commanders game 5 times over. Okay. Now, the committee is actually not a part of that. That is my own independent analysis.
Gotcha. All right.
I keep it P.
Chris Russell, tell
the people that you keep it P.
Can we now move on to the cleanup on aisle 3 segment?
Clean up on aisle three.
Really creative segment.
Another well-produced lead-in.
A really creative segment. I hope Matt's okay with it.
I hope he is too.
Because I didn't really ask. What we may have missed. What we forgot. What we need to touch on. What we promoted that we didn't get to. And even if it's just a minute or two, a mention.
Clean up in aisle 3.
Clean up on aisle 3. As we told you yesterday, since week 1 of last year's NFL season, a tight win over the Arizona Cardinals. I am amazingly bad luck to the Washington, D.C. Professional 4. They are 1-20 with me in attendance as either a fan or as a member of the media. 1-20 since the Commanders' week 1 win over the Cardinals last year. Tuesday night I went. The Nationals lost 12-0. They had 3 hits. They had almost as many errors as they had hits. Last night I said, you know what? I'm going to be nice to Davey and the boys. I'm not going to show up. And what do you know? They won! 5-1 over a tough customer in Max Fried and the Atlanta Braves.
Atlanta.
How about that? Pounding out 13 hits. C.J. Abrams getting off the mat. How about that? Atta boy. Now, I'm not going tonight either. So hopefully they will find a way to beat the Marlins at 6:45 tonight. And guess what? If you're going to tonight's game, you're sitting pretty nice, comfortable weather. It's supposed to be mid-70s right around game time, 6:45. Dropping into the lower 70s as the game kind of wears to its conclusion right around 9 o'clock, 72 degrees. But 1% chance of precipitation. So today's game day weather is presented by Pepco. Storm season is here, and we know a little prep makes a big difference. Get storm informed at pepco.com/storm prep. Tonight in the NFL, we have not touched on this game. Who you got? Bills, Dolphins, Mr. Linnell.
Buffalo.
Really?
Buffalo. I like Buffalo. They're underdogs tonight. Miami's banged up in the backfield. My only concern is that Kyler Murray and James Conner did a really nice job running the football against Buffalo Sunday, but there was no quarterback running threat. So I think Von Miller, Gregory Rousseau, who were dominant on Sunday. The Bills' defense was really good Sunday. Despite what the score says, they got a special teams touchdown. I like Buffalo tonight.
They did get the big kickoff return for a touchdown. Who was that again?
DJ Dallas.
Yeah, there you go. So something to look out for tonight. That's a good point. And you're right about the mobile quarterback versus non-mobile quarterback, because Tua, even though he can extend and roll, he is not what you would consider mobile quarterback by any stretch. The Bills right now are 2.5-point dogs, as you mentioned. 8:15, you can hear the game right here on the Team 980 and the Odyssey app, beginning pregame coverage at 8 o'clock. 8 o'clock, we'll join that in progress via Westwood One. And because, again, the Nats and the Marlins are going to be over on 106.7 The Fan, so you can only hear Thursday Night Football in its entirety right here on the Team 980 and, again, the Odyssey app. I'm always a sucker for these things. I think it's really difficult to travel on a short week, and especially when you have to come back from behind the way that the Bills did. And, you know, again, Josh Allen's a little bit banged up. Even though Buffalo won a huge game in Miami last December, I just like the Dolphins a little bit more in this spot. They got off to a slow start. I think that a lot of that was the chaos with Tyreek Hill and what happened pregame. Even though they don't have Raheem Mostert, which worries me in this game, it looks like they're going to have Devin Achane. Unless Achane can't play, and they're expecting him to play, even though he's listed as game-time decision, I kind of still like the Dolphins just by a hair. I don't even know if they cover the 2.5, but just by a hair in this game over the Buffalo Bills, who have had a ton of injuries.
Here's the thing. Miami gave up 5 yards a pop on Sunday to Tank Bigsby and Travis Etienne.
Yeah.
Buffalo is going to come in. It's going to be a lot of James Cook. Yeah.
No doubt.
And then here's my other nugget for my real sickos out there. Josh Allen is 6-0 on Thursday Night Football.
Huh. That is an interesting number.
So there's that nugget.
You know, the ESPN analytics matchup predictor actually has the Bills winning 51.6% compared to 48%.
I agree with the analytics
for the Miami Dolphins.
Amigos.
So I'm gonna go weird here. I'm gonna go Miami wins, but Buffalo somehow covers the number. So that's called a classic Russell straddling the fence, right? The number is 2.5. Miami wins, but Buffalo covers the number. This way I'm right at least one time, right?
I have another Denver rich and creamy nugget.
Go ahead.
You don't even say that I stole from you.
I mean, being that that's what I call the Denver Nuggets, sure.
Well,
I mean, I never quite did it that way, but that was interesting.
Giants, Commanders. Manders now 1.5 favorites after opening up as 3-point favorites. Maybe that line goes back up to 3. Mm. Malik Nabers added to the injury report today, limited with a knee injury.
A knee injury. Interesting. A ninja. Instead of the ninja that you use in your kitchen, which sometimes is not a great thing. So I wanted to get to this real quick.
Yeah.
I mentioned this earlier in the hour. Bob Kraft is upset at Jerry Jones.
What's Bobby upset about?
Why? Because Bob Kraft wants to be in the Pro Football Hall of Fame. And Jerry Jones already is. So, I found this to be interesting. I forget who put it up this morning, but I couldn't help but laugh. Bob Kraft, to a confidant on Jerry Jones's Hall of Fame enshrinement, this is via ESPN, quote, "He hasn't been to the NFC title game in 2 decades, and he gets in? How does that work?" Bobby Kraft teeing off on Jera. What do you make of that?
Yeah, two of the most idiotic owners in all of sports. Bob Crapp is a boob, and what he did to Bill Belichick to stop Arthur Blank from hiring him is hogwash. And I think Robert Kraft is another one of those idiots that use their money to do dirty things. Don't like him. Don't like Jerry either. Really don't like Bob Kraft. Jerk.
Well, that solves that. And lastly, right here on Cleanup on Aisle 3, the Capitals, as you may have heard, are doing a lot of activations for their 50th anniversary season. Coming up, they just announced this morning, but this is actually pretty cool.
Mm-hmm.
On Thursday, October 10th, at Capital One Arena, they're going to have the group Third Eye Blind perform on stage.
Oh, okay.
They're going to have appearances. They're going to have a live DJ. They're going to have appearances by players, over 60 Capitals alumni, live artists, an unveiling of the 50th anniversary display case, giveaways, photo opportunities,
and
the Stanley Cup.
Oh, Lord Stanley's trophy. Lord Stanley's
trophy is going to be back in the house.
It'll be in attendance, and I'll get to touch it. It'll be the closest I ever get to a championship.
And here's one more cool thing that the Capitals sent me. Tickets to see Third Eye Blind and to get into Capital One Arena that night, $19.74. Why is that significant? Well, because if you do the math,
that's the year,
and this is their 50th year anniversary, that's their born year.
Inaugural
year. I was born in 1973, September 19th, 1973.
A million years ago.
And the Capitals were born in 1974.
A million and one years ago.
So kudos to the Capitals for doing a pretty cool event to celebrate their 50th anniversary. I wanted to make sure we gave them a little bit of shine right here on Cleanup on Aisle 3.
Cleanup in Aisle 3.
Yeah, next Wednesday, we're expecting, from what I'm being told, to have Sam Cosmi join the show.
Really?
Yeah. And we don't do a lot of guests, but we do some guests. And next Thursday, you guys know what day it is? Next Thursday?
I do.
September the 19th?
It's a certain...
Nah!
Oh. The calendar.
Someone gets exceptionally old, if he's already old.
Mm.
I wanted to see if Linnell was actually paying attention.
Because that is...
Just mentioned it.
I'm looking forward to next week because you never do cool things when I'm here. You save it for your AARP Gridiron Tuesday pal. You two checking each other's blood pressure every break and swapping your social security statements.
Our blood pressure.
So to have that happen.
You are such an idiot.
To have that happen while I'm here, and then to have your birthday, and knowing there will be food.
We go to the medical cabinet and put the cuffs on our biceps? Do we put our dentures in? Back in at the end of the show?
Doc's son was in studio. On Sunday, his son came in.
All right.
He's as old as you.
Yeah.
Doc's old enough to be your daddy. Oh, we got a break.
Yes, we do. Coming up next, more out of the month. Dum-dum of the day. We know Purdue, they can make chicken. But can they actually make good on an...
Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
And a minimal salary cap hit. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
You sit in traffic now, but later, there's an ice-cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, all your patience is paid out in gold. You remain calm through honks, bumper to bumper, and people yelling.
Come on, move!
You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Odyssey celebrates National Hispanic Heritage Month, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they'd need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
In-game promotion. The answer next. Blame it all on my roots. I showed up in boots. So what would I, the great Garth Brooks.
So what would I blame it on? Since you say I don't have hair.
I mean, you'd find something to blame it on. You'd find some way to think that somebody was shortchanging you. Friends in low places. Did you know there was a third verse? I know the third verse. Just can't say it on the radio. But there is a third verse to that song. Saw Garth Brooks in Buffalo at Highmark Stadium.
Buffalo.
All right. Coming up, Dumb Dumb of the Day. It's right here, right now. We end the show before Craig Hoffman takes over.
It's time for Dumb Dumb of the Day.
Ah, with friends like these, who needs friends? Certainly not in low places. Purdue season opener against Indiana State. That's not significant. That's just the backdrop. Student Zachary Spangler won a kicking competition that they called Kicks for Cash. And what came along with that win was a two-year lease on a car. Now, what he had to do was he had to make 20-yard field goal, 30-yard field goal, and a 40-yard field goal. He completed the challenge, made all three kicks. But then he was informed by the company Roarman Automotive, which sponsored the event, that instead of receiving the prize of a car with a two-year lease, he would be receiving nothing. According to the email, video of the challenge, they actually video reviewed it. The 40-yard field goal was not kicked in time by 5/100ths of a second. Even though the snap was made in time, the kick was not going to be made. So they took the car away from him. Again, four different angles in the video show him kicking with a 30-second timer at the bottom of the screen. The video shows the holder placing the ball down, an estimated 1.5 seconds remaining on the clock, and him not connecting until after the clock was at zero. But again, the snap happened before the time expiration. The student said, "That's okay. I have a car here that just runs fine. I'm just upset about how I hit a 40-yarder, and they're saying I didn't because it came off my foot 5/100ths of a second late." So, I say this. I can't kill the kid. He did everything he was supposed to do, maybe just a hair late. I'm going to say, Dumb Dumb of the Day, the car dealership and the insurance company, because you guys suck.
Congratulations, you're Chris's Dumb Dumb of the Day.
All right, Matt found that in CBSSports.com. That sucks, man. I mean, you win a car, two years lease, and you think you're getting a car, and then you're not getting a car.
You know what? I think he should be on a direct flight to Dulles International, and he should be in Ashburn trying out to be the kicker.
They need a place kicker.
Austin
Siebert era. Let's see how long that lasts. All right, that's going to do it for us today. If you missed any part of the show, go to the Odyssey Rewind feature, the podcast on the Odyssey app, Team 980, or at team980.com. Mr. Howard University Football, thank you very much.
See you all Sunday. I guess I don't get to give a prediction.
Nope.
But I'll see you all Sunday. I'll hear from you all Sunday.
Your predictions stink. Thanks to Matty Ice on the other side of the glass. Craig Hoffman coming up from Indianapolis next. Adios.
Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
And a minimal salary cap hit. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr sides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
Odyssey celebrates National Hispanic Heritage Month, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.